When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And we are back. Great to have all of you here. Second hour is live. It's fantastic to be back, although we had a great time down at the beach for the SEC meeting. Not over yet. Still no conclusion on the big topic. We'll let you know when we hear more on that. There should be a little news at the end of the toward the end of the show is when usually the commissioner speaks to the media down there. Jace is in Texas, and you are on the air. Hello, Jace.
Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you feeling about the Texas, Oklahoma moving to the SEC?
I am really fired up. We had Del Conte on yesterday, and I ran into his wife this morning at the airport in Destin, and I am just really ecstatic about that. I can't tell you when there has been a moment in time in the SEC in recent years when I think more is coming to the table than when we get those two in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you think with this move, though, like, you think it's becoming too common that teams are moving divisions?
We are not going to have divisions anymore. That is the only thing we know about how it's going to look, Jace. That's been why we've had so much obsessing over this 9-game schedule, because how the permanent rivals are going to be doled out is what fans have been waiting for. But the new trend in college football is no divisions. Everyone is dumping the divisions in the future, or has already.
Got it. Sure. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I know I keep talking about Del Conte, but I was really I was talking to Rob and his wife this morning about this, about just the energy that I think Texas and Oklahoma are going to bring to the league. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying, well, aren't we pretty good? Yeah, we are. I mean, I don't mean to insinuate that this league wouldn't survive, but I thought that moment 2 years ago really, the SEC was already a high-flying league where every once in a while we had to say, hey, you know, we won this. You don't have to do it anymore. I mean, it's baked into the cake now that Texas and OU are. I mean, that was the move that the entire college sports world and the entire sports world just like said, oh, my goodness. Because no one really – Oklahoma has been on the list for years. Oklahoma and the SEC – and I'm not talking about direct conversation, but talking 8 rooms removed from the top level. There's been back channeling, but Texas was never thought to be available. This is a school that 12 years ago was headed to the Pac-12. Why? Because it felt its academics were more closely aligned with Cal, Stanford, USC, UCLA, schools like that than where they currently were. Will is in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. Enjoyed you in Florida the past few days. I have one burning question I have to ask you.
Okay.
When you're at the beach like that, I mean, I know you're on the clock, but when you're at the beach like that, are you a pool dude or are you a beach kind of guy?
Well, if I'm just going to sit and hang around and read a book or something, I prefer the pool for this one main reason.
Uh-huh.
You can't read at the beach. And the reason why, the wind is too hard.
And yeah, I've seen them flags whipping around.
The pool is just a couple of feet difference. I like the beach chair facing the ocean.
Right.
That way, I don't have to talk to anybody.
Was that set that you were on when you were down there at the beach? Is that thing covered? I mean,
I'll describe it. It's if you're familiar with most beach hotels, uh-huh. you have the swimming pool, and then it's a side area. I mean, you walk right off of our set into the hotel, and uh-huh. they brought out a platform, and it was covered. Part of it, where I'm sitting is covered, but what they had to do yesterday was uh-huh. cover the front end because the wind, the rain was, it was raining so hard at one point that it was whipping in. And I told our guys, I'm not going in for rain. If there is lightning in the area, it's an automatic. I mean, we have no control. It's part of the, it's company policy. If lightning is within X number of you have to shut it down. What happened yesterday, it was raining earlier, and I said this, they said it's up to you on rain. I said Taylor Swift just did a 3.5 hour concert in the rain. I think it was in Nashville. I said you're not carrying me out of here for a couple of raindrops. I mean, I'll look like a mermaid before I'm walking off this set.
Yeah, I seen where you moved Russo inside. And,
we went inside yesterday for about 30 or 40 minutes, and I will say it's fairly depressing. I mean, but to have to go inside to a sterile lobby, but we've done that before.
Did Randy get to attend? Did my man Randy?
Randy was
beach?
Not with us. Yeah, we offered Randy the opportunity to go as long as he paid his own way.
Yeah, he's not fit to go out. Anyway.
Well, what we have here is, Randy could do anything and more, but we have a crew that travels on the Friday afternoon and Saturday shows, and that's the same crew that we use when we're doing a location like that.
Did you see Josh Heupel?
You know what? I never saw Heupel while I was there. I never laid eyes on the guy.
Well, he maybe was.
I think he was there.
Maybe. I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
Will, there's a. You have to remember, we're outside. The coaches are not really that close to where we are. And
you gotta draw them out.
There is a reception on Tuesday night where all the coaches usually go. I went to it for about 15 or 20 minutes. And I saw Coach Saban. I talked to Pittman there and a couple of other coaches. But I was looking for Heupel. I like Heupel. And I never saw him. I saw Donde Plowman, the Tennessee chancellor, had a chance uh-huh. to talk to her. She's one of my favorite chancellors. And uh-huh. I saw Danny White, the athletic director. But I never saw – I saw Rick Barnes. But I never saw Heupel.
It's football coaches and basketball coaches, right? I mean, baseball coaches.
It's football, men's and women's basketball, athletic directors, mm-hmm. faculty reps, executive athletic okay. directors. There are bold people. I mean, you literally crawl over people as you're walking through the lobby.
All right. Okay. Well, is Dr. Pepper doing away with like sponsoring the bowls or something? I seen your Twitter question on the day.
No, I don't think anything. I don't think anything's happened. Well, I will say that you learn a lot though when you see these guys. I think it was last year. I went out to dinner with some people and got back to the hotel, and there were four or five coaches in the bar. one of whom is gone now, or two of them are. One of them is definitely not around coaching in the SEC any longer. But I mean, you kind of you pick up on who's friends with whom.
Right. I'm just to be a fly on the wall at a hotel bar with SEC coaches. I'm going to have to start planning my summer vacations around that. I mean, I'm going to get down there.
I mean, there's some medical convention that's always going on during the convention. I run into a couple of I ran into an ophthalmologist. I ran into somebody else yesterday. And it's funny how what's really fun to watch are the young kids. Once they find out that Nick Saban is there or Kirby Smart,
and I can imagine.
They are. I had one young kid stop me every day. I think he thought I was like a coach or something, that a former coach. he had no idea. He said, "Hey, good luck this year." I said, "You got it. We're finally gonna beat Tennessee this year."
Well, you are a coach. That's what Andre calls you, coach. All the
yeah,
time.
I love that. I get that from more than the great part about being down there, though. Will, this is a little known secret. When you're with a bunch of coaches, yeah, you know, you know who most of them are. But there's so many new basketball coaches. It's hard to keep up. As soon as you just say, "Hey, coach," you don't ever have to say a name when you're at something like that.
Okay. All right. That's noted. If I ever get in that position, I'll just go with coach.
Well, plan on being there next year. We will attach you to the set. You can be in charge, and we will. There's a lot of security, though. The security folks at the hotel are pretty cognizant of letting folks just run up to individual coaches. And then some of those coaches have their entourage, so nobody can get near them. We'll be right back. More to come. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We're back, and the man they call Expired is up next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Long hey there.
No here. Hey, just want to say, listen to nearly every interview you had, not everyone, but nearly everyone, I was really, they were all awesome except for two of them. Number one, the weirdest interview I think I ever heard you have was with Lane Kiffin the other day. I'm not sure if Lane was hanging out with I-Man or something beforehand or drinking Mai Tais or whatever. But that was kind of a weird interview with you and him, and it was you. So just say like that. That was extremely different.
Yeah, but I'll explain. I don't know what happens when Lane gets on there with me, and this is pretty much every time we go into some altered state, and it's reefer madness all over again.
There was something going on there. In the other interview, I'm not going to lie, man. I really got tired of hearing the guy from Texas, Del Monte, Del Conte, whatever his name is, telling everybody how great Texas was. I think we heard that 17 times in a 10-minute conversation. And I'm sitting there going, yes, you really are, and no offense against this, you really are good at swimming and diving. You really are, okay? And you talk about how you fit in the SEC. You don't fit in the SEC. And if you've never been to Austin, Texas in the last 10 years, the SEC is going to realize these guys really don't fit. You know, they really don't fit. And
well, for those of us who don't swim in the backwaters of Central Texas, why don't they fit?
Austin, the values of Austin, Texas does not line up with Athens, Georgia, and Oxford, and College Station, and even, you know, Boomer Sooners, man, I don't really like them, but, man, they're going to fit just fine.
But now expired. Hold your horses for a second. I thought this was an athletic league. You're saying the values. What values are you referring to?
Well, I don't want to get into all that.
Well, no, I want you to get into it because you raised it, and a lot of people out there don't know what you're talking about. I think I do, but if you're going to bring it up, go ahead and spit it out.
All right, Paul. Let me just tell you, Austin, Texas isn't part of the South. And I'm not saying
they're not.
No, they're not. They're part of California. And I'm gonna tell you right now.
California.
I'm sorry, Paul, but man, yeah, they are. Austin, Texas ought to be located in California, and there's a reason why we don't like Pac-12 or 10 or whatever it is. It's because they play sissy football, and those people out there are going to, I don't know, man. I'm not going to get into it. But the people of the SEC, I warn you, and I warn you again, Texas does not fit in. We don't want to hear how great you are. I don't know the last time you won a big game, okay? And look, I got a short-term memory. I'm getting old, okay? I got some loss there, but I don't know the last time they won a big game, and I don't consider beating Oklahoma State or the worst Oklahoma team in history a big game. So athletically,
they played for two national championships in the past 16 or 17 years. How many have you played for?
I played for some state championships, but maybe not no national championship.
Okay. Well, I mean, you say that Texas has sissy football. They won the national championship in 05? Yeah, 05. They played for the national championship in 09. All I remember back then is Texas A&M changing football coaches.
Well, you're right, Paul. You're right, and that's a very good point. And since 2009, I would take Texas A&M over Texas anytime, and you know, I have now I'm.
You're coming. I mean, you guys are coming off a 5-7 season.
You are correct.
Thank you. You called Texas. You said Texas played sissy football, and you lost at home to Appalachian State.
And we also beat everybody's preseason darling that has everybody back in LSU, who was ranked number 5 at the time.
Okay.
So
do you any good? Did that get you into a bowl game?
Well, it didn't. Thank God it didn't. I was ready for the season to be over, Paul.
Okay. Well, I just can't. I can't. I mean, you said Austin. Paul. You sound like you're running for president here. You say, you know, the values of Austin don't align with those in Norman or Starkville. I didn't realize you had to have a party affiliation to get into the Southeastern Conference.
No, well, I don't know how many other cities or towns in the Southeastern Conference have what they call tent cities. And stuff like that, that's allowed. It's just a nasty place. Beautiful in certain parts, don't get me wrong. Oh. Okay? But there is a lot of nastiness in Austin. And I'm going to warn you, Southeastern Conference people that show up over there, watch where you walk. That's all I'm going to say.
Man.
Love you, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah.
Giggle.
Sounds like a good time to me, Randy, for a visit. I'm just thinking about going there for a game. I wasn't getting a moving van. I just wanted to go see a game in Austin. What do you mean by that? Did you read through all those lines?
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. I know what he was trying to say, but he was scared to say it.
Hey, Matt, do you agree with your Aggie brethren about Texas?
Not really. It's nothing to do with Austin. It's the fact Texas is a bad culture fit. They still think they're the biggest dog on the block, college football. I'm sorry, Longhorn fans. You're not. Your last title was 2006. Yeah, we had a crappy year, but we still got more experience coming back than the sucky Longhorns, and we ain't afraid of Longhorns. We're still stomped their butt, saw those horns off. So he's wrong on that aspect. They don't fit on a culture. They still got a big ego. They still think the top dog, dog on the block.
And you guys don't? I love going to College Station, but I'm just trying to figure this thing out. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing dumb here. I just don't really understand how a community, regardless of what they do there, I realize the University of Texas is in Austin, mm-hmm. but it's also considered one of the better academic institutions in the country. You could argue And when I say brand, I don't mean necessarily wins. I'm talking about value. If you're sitting there up on Wall Street at Goldman Sachs or at Morgan or at one of those big banks, and you're saying, okay, let's get 15, 20 college football programs and make them stocks, and we'll put them in the Dow Jones or the S&P, we'll do a big fund. Who do you want first? Who do you want second? Where does Texas fit into that? We're talking about brand value, which is really where we're going today in college sports. What are they worth? Are people going to watch their games? Are people going to spend money? Do they bring value to your program? That's the debate. Steve-O is up next in Georgia.
Hey, Feinbaum, what's going on, brother?
Hey.
You're taking calls again today. But
thank you.
Man, the Beast look great in Destin. Hey, can I translate for expired?
I wish you would.
All right. Expired's conversation had nothing to do with athletics or sports. He's basically bringing politics into the fray and saying that Austin is super liberal, and they are, and they fit in better in L.A. or San Francisco than they do in the Southeast. That's basically how I can translate it, and I'm sure you probably
okay,
read between the
and
lines.
Steve-O, I understand that, and it really doesn't faze me one bit what somebody's politics is or will be when it comes to how they fit into a league. I mean, I'm talking about a year from now, but there are 16 schools in the SEC. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, if you look at the SEC map, Florida, I think, if you go back to the last presidential election, I think I only count one state that went Democratic.
Which is Georgia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Expire's ever been to Athens, Georgia, but it's a pretty liberal city.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I go to Athens, I don't think that I'm, you know, going to a rally where, you know, we're going to use phrases like he did. I mean, yeah, those are cultural catchphrases. And by the way, whatever you want to believe is good for you. But
I
don't think it really matters when it comes to college football, though, because most colleges I've seen schools in the most conservative states in the country where people are screaming about those bleeding heart liberal administrators. I mean, college.
I do have one question for you about the brand, all right?
Sure.
So I'm from Texas. I told you the story. My dad's an Aggie. I will tell you the last few times I've been to Texas to see my mom, no matter Big 12 games are on, the TVs in the state of Texas are on SEC games. Do you think Texas is going to turn being Texas in the conference is going to turn that many more TVs on in that region that's already on SEC games.
It may not change that many in Texas, but although I think it will. But I think it matters in other places. And one of the great, you know, whether this is politics, you know, everybody argues about politics. And they go, well, you know, you got to out-right this guy or out-left this guy. Presidential elections, as many of you know, are not decided by the extremes. I can already tell you where 47 states are going to vote next year in the presidential election. It's those three or four that you don't know decide the election. And those states are Pennsylvania.
Georgia,
which is the biggest shock because of the last election.
Ohio.
You know, Ohio really isn't much in play. Yeah, I mean, it's important, but the politics of Ohio have changed. Florida used to be in play. It's not. North Carolina is one of those states that you're not 100% sure about. Wisconsin.
Virginia could come into play sometimes.
Yeah, Virginia is used to be but there's a handful of places. You won't see presidential candidates going to a lot of those. Nobody's going to California anymore because we know where California's going.
No one's going to New York.
No, you're not going to waste any time in Manhattan campaigning for president. That's automatic. So you know you'll spend a lot of time in Atlanta though.
Exactly. All right, Paul. Thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You. Yeah. Man, can we get James Carville on here to try to decipher all this for us? We will be back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are back, and Mitch is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Mitch.
Sir Paul.
Thank you for calling.
How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you for what's going on in your life.
Well, you got a minute for me to be personal?
I sure do.
I'm facing the possibility of having to have my remaining foot amputated.
Oh, my.
Don't feel sorry for me. I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I've got so much good in my life that if I do lose it, I won't be losing much. But it is. You know,
well, tell us where are you in the process? I mean, has the evaluation and recommendation been made?
Well, I've got what's called Charcot foot. I'm not sure if you are familiar with that term, where your bones widen, try to spread as far apart as they can.
Okay.
And they start breaking.
Hmm.
And that's what happened to my other foot. And they broke before we realized it, and some of them turned to mush. And so it was too late to save that foot.
Right.
And it's happening with this foot. And we've got a cam boot on my foot right now. And on the 26th, I'm going to see the wound doctor. And we're going to make a decision. He thinks we can put it in a hard cast until the abscess underneath the bottom of my foot heals.
Okay.
And then I would have to go into what's called a crow boot. And it'd be easier for you to Google it than for me. It's almost like Kevlar all the way around the boot. And that would keep my bones from spreading. Or I could try this reconstructive surgery, which you had to be committed to be in bed 14 weeks. Mm. Because they have to do the surgery in three parts, and they start by cutting the bottom of your foot open. So you won't be on the floor for 14 weeks at least.
Mitch, in the event that you go through with this, explain how you are to remain mobile.
I have wheelchairs.
Okay.
I learned to walk on one prosthetic. Learned to walk on another one.
Okay.
My house is paid for. I had it remodeled for this purpose, not for this purpose, but when I lost my first foot, I had it remodeled so that I'm ready if it does happen. Only thing I might have to do is buy a new vehicle.
Okay.
But the thing that bothers me the most is I can't do it during football season.
Well, I feel comfortable in saying this, Mitch, I know how you feel, and I know that you've overcome a great deal in your life, but I do want to stress how much we are all thinking and praying and hoping for you and for comfort and relief.
Well, I've learned to not share too much on your show. That's why I asked permission. But your show gets me through every day. Anticipating to get to watch your show for 4 hours every day, so that will be one of the stipulations if I do go to the hospital.
you better tell those doctors over there where you live that we're not as bad as they think we are.
I probably have it done up there where you are.
Oh, okay, well then in that case, they won't know who I am. That's better.
There's only two doctors in the area that does that surgery.
Okay.
One's here in Spartanburg and the other's in Charlotte.
Okay. Well, let us know.
Well,
and
thank you so much for
if we have to, we'll bring the show to you one day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mitch, you be well. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Wow, that's a tough diagnosis, but I don't know why always people do this, Randy, but those who are suffering and going through the most seem to have the best attitudes. I could have a hangnail and not be depressed over it. This guy is going through literally life-altering decisions, and he's so upbeat. William is in Tuscaloosa. Hello, William.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, we talked like last week about Saban being on the hot seat and how Kool-Aid, World of Streets Kool-Aid in the portal.
Right.
I don't know, man. My source told me that Lane Kiffin's interested in the Bama job, and he's got himself a kicker named Will Hardy who can kick it 80 yards. And
this is the old newspaper guy in me, but I just have to press you on one thing. Those are dynamic scoops that you have laid on us here. Saban hot seat, Kiffin to replace, Kool-Aid in the portal. Can you characterize your sources on this? Maybe give us a little bit of an idea. Not specifically which barbershop you heard this in, but maybe amplify that to a larger description.
Well, this is a huge conspiracy by the NCAA, the old NCAA, like to get at Bama, but we don't need Saban anymore. We need Lane Kiffin and Will Hardy, 80 yards on the dot.
And Are you basing this decision, or are they basing it on Lane Kiffin's head-to-head record with Saban? Which is like 0 for his career.
Confidential right there. It's the NCAA holding back that information.
Didn't mean to get into any NSA classified there.
I'm just saying this kick 80 yards and him and Kiffin together back at Bama would be a disaster for the country.
Thank you very much, William. If nothing else, you entertain us. We will take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Back on a Thursday afternoon, Ray is in Phoenix, and you're next up. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Thank you again. Great listening for many, many years. And thank you for letting, I guess, the guy during the week said there's the top two, the group of two, and then the rest in the group of three. And I guess the Big 12 and my Texas Tech Red Raiders are in the group of three. But I just called and wanted to tell you thank you for selling down Expired. I was telling you're the guy that answered the phone that Texas Tech is not even the best in the – A&M's not even the best team in the state of Texas. You know, we got Texas Tech, TCU, and we beat Oklahoma and Texas this year. And I don't think A&M has ever done that. Your guy told me that TCU has more top 10 wins or 10 win seasons than A&M has this year. So I just wanted to say next time you talk to Expired, tell them that A&M and expired. And I'll be praying for Mitch in South Carolina. Thank you.
Ray, thank you. You be well, and we deeply appreciate your thoughts. Chris is in Oklahoma. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
So I wanted to talk to you about the 9-game schedule.
Please.
But first, I want, if you don't mind, that guy who's getting ready to have his brain amputated. I want to pray for him. I want him to know that he should have hope. I suffered a severe traumatic brain injury in 2006. Nobody thought I'd survive. Nobody thought I would recover, but I did. So I started the Brain Injury Recovery Foundation to help others. But he has to have hope. And he already hears people on this program. You know, we're so happy to be in the SEC starting next year because we're a family. And, yeah, we're going to give each other, everybody, a hard time on game day. But when it's important, we're a family. So bless him. I will be praying for him tonight.
Chris, that's a magnanimous gesture. Thank you. You be well. We can't wait to see you. Sooners over here very, very, very soon. I think that's what got us yesterday. Yeah, we've known about this since July 20th, 21, but you pull into the hotel there in Miramar Beach on Monday or Tuesday, and you see the Texas and Oklahoma flags, you see their administrators, and you know, we didn't know when this was going to be. You know, originally it was going to be 25, and then we hoped maybe they'll move it up, and then finally we got the clearance, and it was a very exciting part of the spring meetings. Tom is up next. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, Paul. I want to get your take on the Texas brand thing, and tell me where I'm right or wrong. Was Texas not at the center of the dissolution of the Southwestern Conference?
You know, I'm on the witness stand, and I've sworn to tell the whole truth and nothing but, and I have a feeling this is going to be a bad experience. The answer is yes.
Was Texas not at the center of the dissolution of the Big 12 or the realignment of the Big 12?
Yes, sir, they were.
And wasn't it all about they felt that they deserved a greater share of conference money, and their you-know-what didn't stink and all that?
Your Honor, to the best of my recollection, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. Now, I'm old school. I'm a South Carolina fan. Came in with Arkansas during that expansion.
Right.
Blessed to be in the SEC. Have nothing that, you know, I just feel that, you know, conferences at 12 teams make it so much easier to deal with everything. And I'm not naive. Don't get me wrong. It's all about the Benjamins. And I understand what Sankey did and everything else. But to me, I would have let Texas out there twist in the wind if they have such a highfalutin.
Hey, Tom, let me answer this very simply. I know, you know, a lot of people agree with you, but the main reason the SEC didn't is because they were going somewhere else. It's the game of leverage negotiating. It happens in every business. It happens across the sports world. That's why. Do you want them going to the ACC or the Big Ten? The answer is no.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.